Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about something incredibly exciting for Astoria and the entire Columbia Pacific region. The Astoria Co-op Grocery, located in downtown Astoria and voted Astoria's favorite grocery, will be expanding. And we're going to find out about that today, as well as talk a little bit about the history and how they came to the point where they made the decision it was time to expand. Today in the studio, I have Dr. Allie Evans. She is the president of the board of the Astoria Co-op. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Donna.
Very happy to have you here in the studio
today.
I'm happy
to be here, too, and talking about co-op stuff and not health stuff today.
Fun. Health food. Yes. Natural food.
I guess it's all
delicious
the same,
food.
Right?
Yes, it's all the same. It's true. And we also have Matt Stanley. Matt is the Astoria Co-op General Manager. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in the studio. Before we talk about the Astoria Co-op Grocery, let's have our listeners learn a little bit about each of you. So, Dr. Allie Evans, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I will say, growing up, I lived in a household that was far from a health food-based household. In fact, our house was like the notorious biggest junk food cabinet, I think, in New England. So I came from a background that was really not health-based in that sense. And over time, I think going to college and studying medicine and all that, I started to learn the effects of food and health. And then at the same time, I went to University of Michigan, and there was this huge cooperative movement there. So there was cooperative housing, there was co-op grocery stores, and I lived in cooperative housing and started to see the effect of what happens when you come together to do something and when you're not all trying to do everything individually. You know, time is saved, money is saved. So I started to see the benefit of cooperation in society, economically, socially. So kind of that overlap of healthy food and co-ops happened naturally or organically, pun intended. And that led me slowly to become active in co-ops and find my way onto the board here, which I think it's been, I think I've served as board president. This is my fifth year. And this is just a really exciting time for our co-op, as we'll talk about.
So. And you have a practice, a naturopathic practice
I
here.
Do. I work at Astoria Integrative Family Medicine, and we've got an integrative family medicine practice.
So, excellent. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
And Matt Stanley, I met you when you first came here almost 10 years ago.
Believe that. Yeah. So my wife and I have lived here for almost 10 years. We now have a 1.5-year-old daughter, Ruby. Hi, Ruby. She's listening. and yeah, I kind of similar to Allie. Did not grow up eating healthy. I moved to San Diego to go to school to study nonprofit management. And while I was in grad school, I started working at a co-op part-time and just kind of fell in love with the healthy eating part and the business model part and started to learn more and more about how the co-op was successful in San Diego. This was a very large multi-million dollar co-op. And then I applied for a job in Astoria. My wife and I knew we wanted to leave the Southern California area, and we did a road trip up here, and I got the job, and I've been doing it for the last almost 10 years.
And things have changed an awful lot since you got that job.
They have, I think, at the co-op and in the town. So
that's right. Absolutely. We're all evolving here together. So let's talk a teeny bit about just the history of the co-op, how it started, and how we got to this point where we're looking at a major expansion.
Yeah. Well, the co-op opened its first storefront in 1974. It started as a small buying club, a group of people who couldn't access the bulk foods, organic foods that they wanted to. This was before organics was very ubiquitous. And they eventually opened this storefront, and it was a buying club. And it grew over time. The first location was on Marine. I believe it was next to, I think, where the Bargain Barn kind of area is by Sears, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And over time it grew. And we, in 2004, officially incorporated as a consumer co-op. So that's what we are now. We are owned by the, you know, people who shop at the co-op. About 80% of our sales go to people who have purchased a refundable share in the co-op. It's a small $25 a year investment that you make to be an owner of the co-op. You do not have to be an owner to shop at the co-op. Everyone's welcome. I want to make that really clear. So if you haven't been in, definitely come in and check it out. But yeah, those consumers then elect a board of directors, hence Allie's position. She's been on our board for several years, doing an awesome job for us. And they represent the ownership at large to make some of the big strategic key decisions on their behalf.
So it started out as the community store. And then it evolved. It moved locations a couple of times. Yep. And now you're in your current location, which is about a couple of thousand feet.
2,000 square feet of retail. And we've been there almost, you know, our lease on that site ends the end of next year. So we're going on 10 years there, too. So it's allowed us that this site, this was the first time we ever had, off-street parking, for example, and that was huge for us. Now it's limiting us. We only have 8 spaces, and it's oftentimes full. But in the beginning, that was a huge step to allow people to be able to bring their cart to their car and really, you know, do a substantial grocery shop.
So why did you all become part of the National Cooperative Program? Because before you were just kind of on an island in a way by yourselves, and then you decided in 2012
yeah,
to become part of the National Cooperative Program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think in the co-op world, I mean, I was kind of alluding to this before, but one of the ideas of why we form co-ops, you know, there's lots of co-ops in our country. Credit unions are cooperatively based. Green Bay Packers, right? Green Bay Packers are a co-op. REI is a co-op.
Energy companies.
There's really smart reasons from a business standpoint of why to cooperate. And part of it is that we make, you know, we're kind of sharing the load, and work per the individual is less. As you work together, we all have to do less, and we have to reinvent the wheel less. And I think the NCG, which is the National Cooperative Grocers, they are a co-op of co-ops, so to speak. So the more that you can cooperate, the more we can pull on resources that already exist that we don't have to create ourselves. It also allows us, you know, we're this tiny, if you look at co-ops around the country, we're tiny. We're this teeny tiny organization that can do amazing things for our community, but we can't get gigantic price breaks, for example, the way someone like Costco could, because we're one tiny little organization. But when we start to band with the National Cooperative Grocers, then we can get even better prices, which we can then flip onto the shoppers. So there's really a benefit in doing that.
And we've done a lot of that. We have worked, really hard on pricing over the last 3 years or so, to the point now where we're really right there. If you're looking at same product compared to same product, we've done our homework. And because we have this increased purchasing power, that's a big question. One of the concerns people have had about expanding is, oh, now the co-op's going to be more expensive because how are we going to pay for this store? It's actually just the opposite. We're going to grow our sales really significantly with this new location, which we should tell people where the new location is at some point.
Yes.
We will, just in case they don't know. But we're going to increase our purchasing power that much more and allow us to leverage that even more and pass on those savings to our shoppers. So that was a big part of this goal, part of the reason we were planning on expansion.
I know. And because there is sometimes a perception that natural foods or local foods are more expensive. However, you have fresh deals, you have bulk, you have a lot of items in bulk, and people can really shop well at the Astoria Co-op and in a way that's really healthy and is cost effective.
Yeah. If you haven't been in a while, if it's been a few years and you thought it wasn't accessible to you on pricing, come check it out. There's a program called Co-op Basics. It's everyday low pricing on items in pretty much every category in the store. You'll see a little purple sign that says Co-op Basics. Those are things that are just awesome everyday price on mostly organic products throughout the store. So, and that was another program brought from our collaboration with all the other food co-ops in the country.
And you're more than just food. What you have a selection of supplements, of vitamins, mm-hmm. of natural cleaning
yep.
products. I buy my blueberry mascara there, my blackberry mascara there.
Nice.
So it's a fun place to shop because you never know, and you're always bringing in new things.
That's yep. right.
Which is exciting.
When the board had a discussion, we came up with our strategic plan, which was sort of a plan for in the next 5 years, you know, what would we like to see? And the strategic plan is sort of like our map of where we're going. Why do we do what we do and where are we going? But I'll say that the board really, we just kept saying we're like the spoke on the wheel or the hub of the wheel. The hub, like it's this center point where I know when I travel, you were mentioning this too, Donna, but when I travel, I always find the co-op first. And then I'm like, okay, now I know what social events are going on and I can get a feel for the local people and you can get fresh food and you can, you know, get a meal there. But this idea of really being this hub of a community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. I always want to go to a co-op, a natural food store, and look at the bulletin board and find out what's happening.
That's right.
The library and the natural food store are the two places I want to go.
Yeah.
Speaking of the strategic plan, is this a good time for you to mention what the strategic plan is?
Yeah. And so, like I said, it really is a why do we do what we do? And, you know, in light of an expanded new grocery store, we're building it because it's what people asked for. But it's also what's the grocery store going to do for all of us collectively? So, you know, our goals are a welcoming community store, like we talked about, that has all these amazing products and that's this hub of the community. A thriving local economy. For your money spent locally, it has 4 times the economic benefit versus spent, you know, if you spend it in a chain retailer. So the rough, this is just one study, said 52% of the revenue spent locally stays locally versus 14% stays local if it's a chain store. So that idea of you know, making the local economy more robust. Individual and community health. So really building health from what we eat and flourishing cooperative culture. So showing in this world of corporations that we as co-ops can be very relevant and very profitable and continue to grow and perpetuate ourselves. So that's sort of the why we do what we do.
And I love the fact that there are local farmers and you identify these greens came from Farmer Fred. These flowers came from, you know, Angela's farm. I love that. There's
it
a real connection.
Really unique. We spend a lot of extra time and hard work building these relationships with small local producers. And that's something that the new store is going to allow us to do even more of. Let's sell more local product. Like Ali said, let's recirculate more local dollars into the community many times more. And, you know, sometimes we're just limited right now by space. You know, we don't have – our produce department sells just an incredible amount of produce in that little corner. And so, you know, I'm excited to talk about, you know, the big thing that this new store is going to do is, you know, allow us to expand all the things that people love about the co-op. Like Ali said, we asked people, what did you want to see the co-op do? This strategic plan just didn't come out of the blue. The board had the foresight to spend a long time developing it. And they did that by looking at a shopper survey, engaging with stakeholders throughout the community. That's how this culminated. But we did get a resounding positive response to say, yeah, we want the co-op to offer more. We want the co-op to be able to increase its impact in the community. And so we're answering that by doing this. This has been and is very well thought out.
And it's not just for co-op members. It's for everyone.
It's for everybody.
Everyone shops. Everyone can shop there. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about the Astoria Co-op Grocery Expansion, which has been thoroughly researched over the last few years. And we're going to find out more about that in the second half of the program. My guests today are Dr. Ali Evans. She is the president of the board of the Astoria Co-op Grocery, and Matt Stanley. He is the general manager of the Astoria Co-op Grocery. You did research. You looked for buildings. So over the last about 3 years, really,
yeah,
you've been talking to the community, to the co-op owners. And what did you find out?
That's a great question. I think people want to, how did you choose the site? So the site, if because we haven't said yet, it's
I think
on,
we should just leave everyone hanging until the end of the show.
The co-op is moving to a site in the Mill Pond District. It's on the corner of 23rd Street and the highway 30 there. And right now it's a big field. It's the last kind of major undeveloped portion of the Mill Pond Homeowners Association District. We did tons of work to identify where the co-op could go. I think I can't emphasize enough how much time we spent kind of sleuthing out lots that were big enough to do what we needed to do. It needed to be, We knew that in order to make this successful enough to, you know, be successful financially, it had to be highly visible and it had to be really easy to access. And so that kind of brought us to what the board created was a site selection criteria. And we had like five must-haves. It has to be highly visible. It has to be on the highway. It has to facilitate lots of parking. So this new location there in that field, this is we really think it's neat. It's across the street from the hospital. It's on the Riverwalk. It's going to be very visible and hard to miss as you drive in and out of town.
Still walkable from town, it's right on the Riverwalk.
It's a half a mile, so it's not super far. It's going to have 50-plus parking spaces just for the co-op. So, you know, you're not going to have the experience you might have now where you pull in during a peak hour and there's not a spot and you have to pull out. We've actually see that happen now, people having to pull out of the parking lot and potentially not come in into the store. That's not going to happen anymore. Yeah, that's where it's going. But we checked many sites. We talked to many property owners. You know, the co-op needed to find a partner to help make this happen. We were not able to, you know, looking at the very detailed financial projections for this project, we weren't able to figure out how to, you know, own land and own a building and turn it into a grocery store. I mean, when you look at all that added up, it's a $7 or $8 million project. That was beyond the co-op's means. So to do this, we're partnering with the person who owns the land here, and he and his partners are going to build us a shell of a building. And then the co-op is going to invest our equity and capital into turning that into the awesome grocery store that we are planning and designing right now. We're doing the fun work of designing it right now.
And the co-op has grown so much. I mean, natural foods now, as you say, I mean, they're mainstream. People realize and they want to buy foods. And now that all the prices are coming down. So there's a demand, there's a need.
Yep.
And this whole Astoria, you know, Columbia Pacific region is kind of a shopping hub now.
Yep.
And as it grows, then the co-op grows. So what are the kinds of things? So even though it sounds like, oh, you're moving from a 2,000 square foot space now into the brand new space, we'll have 7,000 square feet.
Of retail.
Of retail. Excuse me. So that's 2,000 to 7,000 feet. But still, Safeway's 50 to 60,000 square feet. So it's really still small.
Yeah.
And I think the challenge is always, I mean, with anything in life, it's, how do you continue to stay relevant? And with the, I mean, it's what Astoria is doing right now, too, with the incoming tourism, right? It's how do we stay relevant and grow and be proactive, but still maintain what makes us unique? And so for the co-op, what makes us unique is this really kind of intimate shopping experience. It feels cozy. It feels warm. It feels like this nice space to be with smiling people and good staff and helpful, you know.
And you're going to have indoor-outdoor seating?
Yeah.
Yes. So a deli with dedicated indoor-outdoor seating. You know, the deli is going to be one of the things I think is really going to be a remarkable change. You know, right now we have grab and go. It's very successful. It's all made from scratch in-house, but this is going to expand to some made-to-order stuff. So imagine coming to the co-op and getting a made-to-order burrito with ingredients that you get to specify. Other hot food, you know, expanding the sandwich program. So that part, I think, is going to be really exciting and really noticeable when you come into it. And let's be honest, you know, in the co-op, we do like the coziness factor, but we've all been in there, I think, and also had a little frustration trying to get your groceries. It's kind of crowded. You're trying to, you know, jockey your cart around. So I think we've all had that experience, too. This is going to allow us just a little more breathing room and allow us to, you know, increase our selection throughout the store. So not just deli, but produce. I think the meat department will see a really substantial increase in selection and variety. We're excited. We're doing all that work right now.
So what are the next steps? I know that you have a September 17th annual meeting. And again, if you haven't shopped at the co-op, I really encourage you to shop at the co-op. You don't have to be a member, although a membership 25 a year is just what a great way to be part of the local community. And
it's not just a membership. It makes you an owner of the store.
So that's right. You're an owner of the store. Yeah. Exactly. There's the cooperative model. So what is the next step? So now you have the site. You've signed the lease.
Yep.
You're now designing the actual store, what it would look like, and and I know that you have a lot of support from members, but there are some other hurdles that have to kind of. So let's talk about what are the next steps.
So I want to. I think we have been just blown away by the positive response about this announcement that went out. I think it's been about a month and. Just incredibly positive. People are really excited. And now, one of the questions is when. And so there are some steps here that we have to go through to make it happen. One is, you know, going through some design review approvals, both with the Mill Pond Homeowners Association and through the city. So, you know, that's going to be a neat opportunity for co-op supporters to, you know, pay attention to when we actually are going to have a couple things come before the Planning Commission and the City Council. That'll be later this year, probably, or early next year. And so I can't, we're not really committing to, like, when are we breaking ground? When are we opening? Because there's, you know, uncertainty about exactly how that timeline is going to look. I think in a perfect world, we're looking at sometime late next year that the store would open, possibly bleeding into the next year. But, you know, we're not exactly clear on that yet. The other big part is the co-op has to finance this. We, and a big way that we're going to do it, we're going to do kind of a unique thing that other food co-ops do. We're going to issue a what's called a preferred share. And so we're going to give our owners, they'll have to be Oregon residents in this case because this involves an actual securities filing with the state of Oregon. They're going to have the opportunity to invest in this project and earn an annual dividend. So if you're interested in that, I you know, now is a good time to, you know, talk to me about some details. The official launch of this capital campaign will be at the annual meeting on September 17th. And we have to have a substantial amount of investment from our owners to make this happen. So that's a big thing coming up. That's on the top of my agenda every day right now, is getting ready for that. But it's a neat opportunity. People are going to earn 3 or 4% depending on how much they invest. But this will be an investment that's much more than the common share that you're buying. And it won't necessarily be for everyone. And that's okay. There's other ways to support us. You know, a big one is you know, focusing your shopping dollars at the co-op while we build momentum, because we want to keep the momentum going as we get closer to actually doing this project.
But the co-op has been supported throughout the years, and there's always and you have to take these leaps, and so you're at that crucial point where the business is growing rapidly, and it's time. You just have to have extra the space.
And I think we've really been very proactive about the process. You know, there's like that choice of being proactive or reactive in a business, and we've been really as the board and Matt, we have sat down and really said for years and years, okay, what's the next step we need to take to stay relevant and grow? What's the next step? What's the next step? And every step of the way, it's been very well researched with market studies, with shopper surveys, with looking at the local economy. So yeah, it's a leap, but it's a really well-supported leap.
And we have tons of support. If that's maybe another concern people have is, you know, gosh, how are we going to make this happen? We're working with other co-ops here. We're following the example of co-ops that have successfully raised capital at this level, because we're looking at raising at least $1.5 million. We would like to raise more, because the more equity we get from local folks, the less we have to go to commercial banks to do this. So we can keep more investment in the local community. And then B, just planning how to operate a store that's much more complex. And this is a big leap. I mean, it's almost four times the size in retail. So even though it's still tiny in grocery world, this is still a big leap for our little co-op. And so we're getting tons of help with that. We've done tons. We've had lots of newsletter articles. If you go to our webpage, we have lots of information about all the work we've done building up to this big announcement about the location. Some of it's not so fun to read about, but we've done organizational capacity stuff, building the staff's capacity to manage and lead. So a lot of that work has been really crucial, not as exciting for maybe shoppers to see, but overall it's getting us ready to do this so that we can open and be really impactful right out of the gates with this new store.
The Astoria Co-op website is...
It's just www.astoria.coop.coop. It's a co-op domain.
Oh, okay.
And my email is just matt@astoria.coop.coop.
Okay.
And there's also a way to figure out how to contact us on the webpage too.
And it's a great website. I was on there this morning, and so I encourage people to do it. But really, stop in. And then I bet you have people also saying, when you do the new store, I'd really like for you to have, you know, a rice cooker with fresh hot rice every day, or I'd like to have this or that. I'm sure you're hearing that from people,
and
too.
Yeah, and please send that stuff our way. This is a good time to share ideas. Again, for a lot of this, we're weighing pretty heavily on, you know, expert opinions from co-ops who have been down this road many times before and looking at, you know, what's working really well for other stores. So again, going back to let's not recreate the wheel and some of this stuff, but the store will still be very unique. We still have ultimate say on what are the programs and what are the areas of the store that we want to highlight and how do we want the store to look. So we're controlling all that, and that's all fun stuff. But yeah, if you have ideas, this is a great time to share them.
And it will still reflect the fact that we are in unique Astoria, Oregon. So we only have, a couple of minutes left. So Dr. Allie Evans.
Yes.
What else would you like the listening audience to know?
I mean, I think the take-home message is really... If you, you know, whether we're talking about our current store or an expanded store, coming into the store, you can really feel very reassured that the research has been done on what products we carry, on the health benefit, on the environmental impact of them, and the money, you know, your dollar spent, like I said, stays local. There's so many kind of inherent benefits in shopping at a local cooperatively run store. And I would kind of offer the same to the expanded store. We're just really doing our homework, and you can feel really good about knowing each step of the way that we're thinking about this whole kind of global piece. And in the end, the food's just delicious, too. So come in and get groceries.
And it's so much fun.
And it's fun, and the people are just great. We really, Matt has really built a team that's just incredible. So come in. You don't have to be a owner or a member. Just come in and shop.
And it's funny. If you don't know how to cook something, they'll tell you.
They will tell you.
Oh, my favorite way to do that is this.
That's right.
Okay. Again, human interaction, personal connection, so important, along with all the great food. And Matt, what else would you like the listeners to know?
I'm just excited. I think, you know, come help us build this momentum. This is a really exciting time for the co-op. And keep in tune. I want people to stay connected. So if you're not a fan, go be a fan of our Facebook page. Give the cashier your email address. If you're a co-op owner, make sure we have a current email address, because we're going to keep you in the loop as this progresses. There's going to be some key other moments coming up where we're going to need our shoppers to support us. So this is a great time to stay connected. And
And where will the annual meeting be on September 17th?
It's at the loft at the Red Building.
The loft at the Red Building.
And we're going to send, I think we're going to make this a RSVP, because we're going to make this a real special meeting. We're going to unveil the design, what the new store is going to look like at that meeting. So if you want to come see what the new building is going to look like, it's shaping up to look really neat. And we're also going to launch that capital campaign. And that's going to be really key. You can be the first group of people to sign up and buy some of those shares.
And I would just really quickly add to all of our current owners and members, just a huge thank you, because we really could not even be thinking about an expansion without having, over 3,000?
Almost 4,000.
Almost 4,000 owners of this store.
Yes, so, and I noticed thank you, that the visitors, when they come to town, they want to know, where can I go buy, you know, healthy, fresh food?
That's
and
right.
Where's your co-op? Where's your natural food store? So it's so you're serving the local community, you're serving our visitors, and with a mission of health and wellness, and a lot of fun. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank
I'm really excited
us.
About this.
Thank you.
And I encourage everyone to shop at the Astoria Co-op Grocery and become a member. Shop local. It helps our economy, and it does build community in a very healthy, positive way. So thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. So grateful you're here. And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well. Turning on the news can make you feel discouraged. However, there are wonderful things. There are flowers blossoming, and there are birds singing, and there are people who love you. And think about those things that are going well in your life, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. And for doing the best you can. Everyone is. And for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.
You've been listening to Talk of Our Towns on the stations of Coast Community Radio.